So let's talk about management of relapse disease, and particularly interested in the issue of the patient who gets started on ibrutinib and then has disease progression. First of all, what's the spectrum of when you see progression on ibrutinib first line? How many years later?
So we don't actually really know the answer to that yet if we're talking about frontline therapy. In the relapse setting, we tend to see Richter's transformation in the first year to year and a half, and then CLL progression starts coming up at about a year and a half and appears to continue to rise steadily out to about 4 years when it's about 25% in the Ohio State series, which has the longest follow-up. And that's also actually about the rate in Resonate with longer follow-up as well. In the frontline setting, there are really not enough data. There's the NHLBI study of 17p deleted frontline patients where they actually have a 5-year progression-free survival of about 75%. But they did have some early Richter's transformation, and then they've had steady relapses up to that level since then. And in the Resonate 2 study, we haven't actually seen data on the timing of relapse, but it's about a 10% or so.
So what has been your approach to patients who, let's say, non-del17p, because obviously with del17p, p53, you're going to go to venetoclax. But what about the rest of the patients? How have you been approaching it in the past, and what about right now?
Those who progress on ibrutinib, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think because I have access to clinical trials, if they don't have a particularly aggressive relapse, I tend to use the trial options and save venetoclax for later, because we know venetoclax has quite a lot of activity in very heavily pretreated relapse refractory disease. But in the absence of a clinical trial, venetoclax is really the only drug with well-established activity in a patient who actually progresses while taking ibrutinib. And those patients definitely need to be distinguished from patients who stop for an adverse event and progress sometime later, who may not actually have the same biology as those who progress while taking ibrutinib.